Welcome back to IT Camps. In this one, we're going to take a look at a demonstration about IP address management, or the IPAM, new feature in Windows Server 2012. So let me switch over to my server environment here. And so now I'm on my Windows Server 2012 box, and this is my default server manager. To save a little bit of time in this demonstration, what I've done is I've gone out and installed the new feature of IPAM. So that was just simply coming up here to manage, adding a new role or feature, and walking through the sequence of just installing the IPAM. Now, it does require a few default features, but it just took a few minutes for that to install. So once that's installed, notice down the left-hand side over here, I've got a lot of the different features that are installed. So we're going to go to the IPAM feature. Now, I've just gone through the process of installing it, so none of this has been configured yet. So now that I've clicked on IPAM in the left-hand navigation, I may have gone too quickly there, so let me show you back how I do that. This is the default dashboard view in Server Manager. I come down to IPAM and click on that, and I now get the configuration menu to configure the IPAM service. The first thing we want to do, and it walks us through this multi-six-step process here, is the first step is we're going to connect to the IPAM server, and so I just tell it to point it to my default server. That's the server I'm working from. Now, obviously, you could point that to another server in your network if that's where you wanted to put your IPAM server. Next is we're going to provision the IPAM server, and the reason I want to show you this is some very specific choices that you've got to make here, and notice the warning, the managed service provisioning method cannot be changed after completing this wizard. So think through, plan through your deployment of how you plan to use IPAM before you go through and just click next, next, next. Really read and understand how this is going to work. So this is going to work with your DHCP servers, your DNS servers, your network protocol policy servers, as well as your Active Directory domain controller. So think about the impact on all of those and your group policy objects before you click on next. So we're going to go ahead and click next here. And here's the big choices that we've got to work through. So we can go through manual. The manual provisioning method requires that you configure required network shares, security groups, and firewalls manually on each of the managed servers. Now, if you really want to get into a customized deployment of IPAM server, that's the recommended method. But notice the other choice is the group policy base. So if you're really into GPOs and use an Active Directory to push things out in a large scale, I mean, you wouldn't want to pick this manual process if you've got like 1,800 servers. I mean, you really want to pick this group policy. So here we're provisioning based upon group policy objects in each domain that you manage. So we're pointing the IPAM service out to the group policy objects, and that allows us to be able to do that. Again, notice, if we do this, I need to go ahead and enter a prefix here. We'll just use demo here for my summary that we're going to use. But again, you need to have some GPO name prefix that you're going to use for this method. So we click on next here. And then now it's going to confirm and warning. So notice I'm going to have demo underscore DNS, demo underscore DHCP, demo underscore DC for all of my different objects that I need out here. Again, this cannot be changed. Obviously, in production, you wouldn't want to leave something named demo, but what I'm trying to point by the significant here is that when you pick this, this is a one-time, you can't go back and change this. So once I click on apply, it's really not possible for me to go ahead and change that. So once I click there, it's off and going and doing the provisioning process. Okay, so it's that simple, but you really need to do a lot of planning before you get to that wizard and start making those choices about how you're going to use IPAM and how you plan to use it in your entire network. Okay, so you can see it successfully completed for us there. So don't forget that you can try all this on your own. Go out there to ak.ms/hwws2012. And this gives you the capability that you can download Windows Server 2012 180-day evaluation today and take a look at this. I highly recommend setting this up in a lab environment first and then going out and putting together a good plan for deploying this in your entire production environment. If you haven't had a chance, you may want to go out there and look at some of the other modules that we've got on Windows Server 2012. Hope you enjoyed this demo. Thanks.